Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the October 2008 U.S. employment situation that was about as dismal as they come, or at least we hope so, since no one really knows what's in store for the future. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate jumped to 6.5% in October, its highest level in more than 14 years. That 6.5% unemployment rate was the result of more than 600,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that grew by more than 300,000, and almost 300,000 fewer people employed in October, and the number of people no longer in the workforce declined by only 53,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 240,000 last month, which comes on top of a revised 284,000 drop in September. The economy has lost 1.2 million jobs since job declines started in January, and more than 55%, or about 650,000 jobs, of that has occurred in the past 3 months alone. Manufacturing was especially hard hit, with a drop of 90,000 jobs across most major subsectors, with durable goods harder hit, down 75,000, than non-durable goods, down 15,000. One gainer in the non-durable goods sector was food manufacturing, that put 1,900 more jobs on the table in October. The losses in construction accelerated, with a cut of 49,000 jobs last month, was down 35,000 in September. The trend for natural resources and mining stayed on track and continued to add jobs. It was up 7,000 in October. And there were significant declines in the service providing sector, with a total sector loss of 108,000, which would have been much worse if not for the government adding 23,000 jobs in October. Losses continued in the retail trade sector, with job cuts totaling 38,100. One of the few subsectors that added jobs was food and beverage stores, that put 6,200 more jobs on their shelves in October. Professional and business services were hit hard again last month, with a loss of 45,000 jobs, with staffing services being responsible for much of the loss. We'll talk about that in a moment. Again, sectors using significant portions of high-skilled persons saw a continued demand to add jobs, but at a much slower rate than in the recent past. Computer system design and related services added 5,500 new jobs, while management and technical consulting services was up only 300 jobs. Education and health services was one major sector that continued to add jobs, but the educational services component did not provide any help. It was actually down 11,200 jobs in October. Just about all the subsectors in health care and social assistance added jobs, to the tune of 31,900 new jobs last month. One exception was child daycare services, that incrementally declined by 100 jobs in October. The situation is getting tighter in the leisure and hospitality sector. Although arts, entertainment, and recreation brought in 4,000 new jobs, 1,700 of them in a subsector that includes spectator sports, accommodation and food services did away with 19,400 jobs. As previously mentioned, the government added 23,000 total jobs in October. Federal employers added 6,000 total jobs, except the U.S. Postal Service, that canceled 2,000, as state governments cut 4,000 jobs, and it was up to local governments to add 21,000 new jobs. For those in the staffing sector, with the exception of 1 month a year ago, October marked the 22nd month of consecutive declines for temporary help services employment. Employment was 2,291,700, and that was down 33,600, or 1.4% from the previous month, and down 11.6% from October 2007. Temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.67% of all jobs in October, dipping below 1.7% for the first time in more than 5 years. The bad economic news keeps coming. The GDP has slipped into negative territory, down 0.3% in the third quarter. Some pundits believe the National Bureau of Economic Research, which is the unofficial arbitrator — there is no official organization to do that — has put off declaring that a recession has started because it doesn't want to be accused of influencing the election process. Well, the election is over, and the economic data has been consistently weak for some time, so it's really only a question of when, and not if, a recession is declared to have already started. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.